7.
Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453. Let's just go straight into the calls here. We've been talking about this Christopher Dorner situation out in California, the cop who's apparently killed other cops and gone on the lam, and then the Los Angeles Police Department responds by shooting up a couple of vehicles and killing some people. It's crazy stuff. Let's go to J.D. calling from Vegas. J.D., you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show. I'm glad you're still on.
Thank you.
I have three.
What would have taken us off?
I guess. Pardon me?
What would have taken us off?
No, when you originally heard you that, you know, you may not be on, you said.
Oh, we were on a trial basis maybe in Vegas for a while?
Yeah. Oh, is that so? Okay, yes. I don't know that anything has necessarily changed in Vegas for the radio station. You should call in and tell the program director what it is that you think, one way or the other, about Free Talk Live.
We're trying to do that.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
3 points, if I may, for your opinions. Number one, racism on this guy. This guy was a captain in the Navy. He was a police officer. From all appearances, he progressed very nicely throughout his life. He's a good-looking guy. He should be at the top of his game. Number two point, the way they have portrayed
Let's talk about the racism thing before you go on, and we'll talk about your other points. That's fine. What do you mean he's at the top of his, he should be at the top of his game? Are you saying that the racism took him out? I don't know.
Well, I would have thought, from what I know about his lifestyle, he played football, he's a college graduate, he's a decent-looking guy, he went in the Navy, he was a captain in the Navy, he was in the police force, he seemed to be doing very well. And all of a sudden, I don't know, something went sideways, and he went sideways. And now he's blaming everything on racism. What happened to the first, I don't know, how old is this guy? Is he 35, 32, whatever?
No, something like that.
First 30 years of his life?
So you're saying he shouldn't have encountered racism? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that whatever he has encountered, he has done well for himself. And he was doing very well.
His claim is that the racism exists in the Los Angeles Police Department, not necessarily everywhere.
That's my second point.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm 68 years old, and I've followed everything going back to the Black Dahlia in the 30s in L.A., and Errol Flynn when he got away with stuff, and the comedian, I can't remember him, what he did with the... what his name was with the rape, and Marilyn Monroe and Bobby Kennedy and everything. California has been a very liberal state for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't understand the dichotomy between the police department and the liberalness of the state and how the police department is so conservative or so racist.
I don't know. I can't say that either. It seems very strange to me in a place where they must have a whole bunch of an ethnic mix of police officers there, and how people put up with it. I do know that there's a lot of sort of racial joking that goes on in sort of tougher communities, and I think that police officers fit that realm. And what I believe, in my heart about this situation is that this guy just couldn't handle the jokes. What some people meant is kind of, sort of rough joking. He took to heart and he found unacceptable. That's what I get from the situation.
Well, I was in jail for 24 years as one of your 24 days.
Okay.
As one of your people there who says he's there for 8 or 9 years, and I don't know what he's there.
That would be Mark.
Yep, I'll go ahead and tell you.
And I encountered all kinds. I'm a white guy. And I encountered all kinds of threats and this and that, and I saw the underbelly of the blacks and the Spanish, how they treat each other and how they talk to each other. This was about 12 years ago. I failed to pay my child support for 1 month, and I went to jail for 24 days, and I was amazed. at how derogatory they are towards each other, how little self-respect they have because of the words they use and the way they talk to each other. And my third point that I wanted to make, and I thank you for the time, is how the media has treated this situation. Here's a guy who has a liberal point of view. He professes to like everybody in the liberal venue of TV, from Obama to Ellen DeGeneres to Stuart Potter or whatever his name is, the comedian.
And John Stewart?
Yeah. They don't mention all of that, but when the gal was, Gabrielle was killed, was shot in Arizona, it was Rush Limbaugh, Sarah Palin. When the Aurora, Colorado shooting was, they gave a guy's name and said he was associated with the Tea Party, Brian Ross.
This is a specious, it's a specious argument that comes from the left that these violent, that the far righties are violent people.
Right.
It's garbage. There's plenty of, plenty of these mass killers have been people with sort of leftist ideas. And I think that, I don't think that it means anything on either side. I think it's just a specious argument, one of these talking points.
There are plenty of people who are, on the left or on the right who are not violent.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. I do appreciate the call, J.D. Thanks.
My point is how the media has treated this guy as opposed to somebody who they thought was a part of the Tea Party or on the right.
Yeah, this is just different. That's absolutely true.
I wouldn't deny that there's a lot of bias in
the
media.
I do want to speak on, why in California, if California is so liberal, how are the cops so quote-unquote conservative or something, or not conservative, but maybe old-timey in that they still have racism and things like that. I mean, I lived in Van Nuys for a little bit, which is a part of L.A., and L.A.'s like a microcosm. I mean, kind of like a lot of people say New York City is the same way, where it's a microcosm of the entire world. Like, every country has its own little area, things like that. L.A. is like that, but like on steroids.
Okay.
Times 10. And you're dealing with, I can see where the cops there, like, these cultures just, like, latch on to each other there extremely. And I think it may, to some of these cops, it may create, like, it may prove, quote unquote, it doesn't really prove because they don't really exist, but it may prove to them, like, these stereotypes.
Sure.
And that they react in kind. That doesn't mean it's right. It's not right at all, because stereotypes are nonsense. But
right. Well, the stereotypes might be true on sort of a greater, may or may not. Each stereotype may or may not be true on a greater level. But you're not dealing with the greater level when you're dealing with a person. Brian. Sure. I mean, whatever your ethnic type is or whatever, I could draw some conclusions about it, and those probably aren't true for
I'm a lizard.
Okay. Right. whatever it is. So the problem is that people love people, human beings. Human beings love patterns. We are a pattern-recognizing species. And so when you see some things that are similar from one person to another, then you want to apply all the standards of, that one person had for the others. And
yeah, it's a shortcut to understanding the world, right?
And this isn't just true for white people. This is true for everybody. And racism is all over the place, and I think
so is this in-group, out-group mentality, too. Because I think that oftentimes when people apply stereotypes to another group, they become just that, another group, right? And so it's more difficult to relate to them. Oh, those people aren't like me. Those people eat this weird food that smells bad, or, whatever, right? And so then it becomes easier to treat them as, a little worse.
Spaghetti
right?
benders.
Sure.
That's a term that they would use for Italians. And, when I was in prison for 8 years, and the gentleman asked what it was for, and it was for second-degree murder, I was 17 years old. A friend of mine killed somebody in my presence, and I was not very good at telling the I kept telling the police lies, so I ended up sharing. But, the story much longer, and, obviously I don't want to spend time on it right now. But my experience was in that circumstances dealing with race in prison is that, you're dealing with people there that, they're not the avant-garde thinkers of their time, and they're just as caught up in this mess as anybody else. But I was I was a racist in prison, absolutely. And it's really difficult not to be when you're outnumbered by more than 10-1, was the feeling.
And there are, like, these kind of gangs that form almost, right?
And they form together around ethnic, decisions. But I would often pick, I would have racist feelings, but then I would pick a black roommate, because I got to pick my roommate because of my status in the prison. So, how did I, in my own mind, think of myself as a racist and pick black roommates that were just, well, he's not that way.
Right.
It's weird. It's weird how people will keep both of these ideas in their head. 855 450 free. Free Talk Live.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 8, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1670.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1711.97, $855.98 for a half ounce, or $427.99 for a quarter ounce. That's $1711.97, $855.98, and $427.99.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why bank stock brokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to go about getting bitcoins. Bitcoins are the online currency. It's peer-to-peer. It's open source. It's really hit big with a lot of news stories. I know that they've been in Forbes a few times, and Fox News has done a piece, and Christian Science Monitor, and all kinds of news stories have been done on Free Talk Live, or excuse me, on
They pretty much hit a Bitcoin currency high, like, every day, too.
And
recently.
There's a lot of things going on with them, but a lot of people are having difficulty getting them. And the way to get them is to go to BitInstant.com. They make it easy for you. All you have to do is go there, select how you want to fund your account, and tell them where your account is. And then they'll send, make the deposit, and they'll send Bitcoins to your account. And then you can, buy things with Bitcoins, hold on to Bitcoins, whatever it is you want to do with them. BitInstant.com. Let's go to Vince, calling from Indianapolis. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Mark, Stephanie, and
Brian.
I wanted to say that you talked about increasing police departments across this country. I think that's not a great idea.
No. Well, let me explain if I can, Vince. I agree. I didn't want more police. I wanted the leadership decentralized. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense, but
I don't want any police. Like I don't think security. I want to be in a world where that's not necessary. But go ahead, Vince.
Well, no, because I was going to say. I listened to a lady here about a couple weeks ago at Indiana University in Indianapolis,
mm-hmm.
and she talked about what she called mass incarceration. Especially the black.
Yeah.
Because it's, if you stop and think about it, the police, I've heard this because I practice law and the bankruptcy, of course, but I've heard police, and I've heard prosecutors say that they look for what they call low-hanging fruit, and where they, stop, use the Terry stop to
right.
stop.
And then the person's likely going to be poor, so they can't afford a lawyer to defend themselves, right?
That's right, and they tried to argue that in federal court that this was cruel and unusual punishment and violation of the search and seizure laws.
Right. I'm sorry I wasn't clear on that, Vince, because I definitely don't want more police. Mm-hmm. Like I said, my point was that the leaderships should be decentralized. That way, corruption can't spread as easily. Like if you have all the police under one umbrella, and it's corrupt, that umbrella is corrupt. All of them are corrupt. You get what I'm saying?
Oh yes, I understand now. I'd rather see that we stick with our constitution than the duly elected sheriff. But you see, sheriffs get in trouble too, so.
Yeah, it's difficult because, basically what a sheriff would be is if we got rid of police and just left policing to sheriffs, which is, it seems, what people want, then what you have are fewer police departments, not more.
Right.
And,
but then you also have significantly fewer police, which...
Why wouldn't they just hire more? I think that the single best thing that probably all of us can agree to fix policing, the first step that should be done to fix policing in the United States is to end the war on drugs. The war on drugs has caused, just the Fourth Amendment to be destroyed, eviscerated.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about with the mass incarceration. Most of it's for drug possession.
If police officers and sheriffs and law enforcement officers across the country were just going after thieves and violent criminals and things like that, I don't think people would have, there wouldn't be the intrusions on Americans and their liberties, and people, people would have bad things to say about police, and it tends to be we're just doing what we're told here to enforce the war on drugs because that's what the elected officials want. They're your representatives. If you want that changed, go do it through the legislative branch or whatever. And I get the argument, but there's a responsibility on the side of the executive, the executive branch, to be reasonable too. And we were just following orders. Didn't work at Nuremberg.
No.
It doesn't work anywhere. It is a specious rebuttal. And but what do you do? What does an individual police officer do to stop the war on drugs? Not much. Can't do it. Basically, you're going to get fired. So
yeah,
it's a tough situation.
Sure, we live in a world where, principles aren't held up going along with the rest of society is held up. And that's unfortunate. As to where that's what the individual
place is. Are we a herd animal?
Not by nature. I don't think we're that big of a herd, but I don't know.
7 billion. Vince?
Yeah, I just want to say, I think we've turned ourselves into, I've heard this comment before, turned ourselves into sheeple people and bend over and take it. And if we dare to say anything, we could be on the end. So, because I've never heard the black, the amazing thing is, I've never heard the black churches say anything about these things. And they don't say anything about it around here. You know why? Because they get their 501c threatened.
Well, you know, during the Obama's election during 2008, they were always talking about this one this preacher I can't remember Wright.
Jeremiah Wright,
and some of his. I mean, he was definitely preaching against bigotry in America, and with his GD America stuff and that kind of thing. And yeah, I mean, so it was getting a little bit of press then, but it certainly wasn't getting positive press. So I wonder how many black churches are saying things like that, and no one's listening. Just, the fact is they don't hear it because they don't go to those churches.
Yeah, that message wouldn't have gotten any attention if it wasn't related to Obama.
I had never heard it before, and those quotes were from years and years and years before.
Right.
Ben's I appreciate the call.
It's amazing how, like, while we're on the topic of churches and 501c3 status, churches automatically get that. They don't even have to file the application for it, whereas other types of entities that want to get recognized as nonprofit secular ones for educational purposes or charitable purposes, they have to go through this whole application process.
Right.
And I'm familiar with this because Free Aid, which is one of the organizations I volunteer for, it's like a volunteer first aid organization, and also networking for liberty-loving health professionals. And education, outreach about health and safety. So, Free Aid has been applying for 501c3 status, and, it's a mess. It's been taking us almost a year to get through it. We're still not, through the process. Whereas if we were a church, we wouldn't have even had to file anything. We'd automatically get it, right? So how is that fair? And it's difficult for churches to get their 501c3 status taken away. Like, I know there have been a few that have been investigated, but I think a lot of them walk the line, pretty closely to promoting political causes and things like that. And
I think they can promote causes of a political nature, but not candidates. I think that the biggest thing is that they're not allowed to say, vote for this guy.
Right, but some of them get really close to that or go over it.
Well, they do it. John Hagee supported John McCain, and I'm sure he supported
The preacher himself can do it, but then and how far is the church separated from the preacher himself?
But there are some politicians giving
speeches at the church. What is that?
Yeah, or they'll say like, well, who Jesus would vote for, or things like that.
Yeah.
I've heard that before. So I'm just pointing out there's a real double standard with churches versus private organizations, or secular organizations.
Is there any historical evidence of Jesus voting for anybody? 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. seed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's proflowers.com. Secret code RADIO13.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-453. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Oh, let's, I wanted to tell you about Free Talk Live's archives. We've got free archives going back for years at archives.freetalklive.com. It's, I don't think there's not too many other radio programs out there that make their archives available to you for free. I know that NPR does that, but hey. You already paid for them.
Well, it's only 10% of their budget.
Yeah,
right?
Somewhere between, I've heard below 10 and I've heard above 10.
You so. Definitely paid for it if you donated. You probably also paid for it if you paid taxes.
Yeah, if the problem is they take any taxes. I don't think that NPR on the national or local levels needs it at all.
No.
I mean, it would be a huge sort of fundraising thing if they would just come out and say, they'd be able to get all kinds of endowments and foundations put together.
Probably they'd have
if
a lot
of funding.
Probably they would have fewer costs as well, because whenever you take government money, there are always strings attached to it. So who knows what strings are coming with the federal funding that they get, and what could they do with their creative process? What could they do differently that they can't do now? And what regulations would they not have to comply with if they just left that government money?
Free Talk Live, the only regulation we comply with is not using the F-bomb. You can get it at archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go to David.
Sometimes we comply with that.
The podcast shows. David and Keene. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Greetings.
How's it going?
Hi. I was going to say about this cop that...
Christopher Dorner?
The way I think of him is sort of like the people that crash planes into the... into the buildings in New York. He's like being a martyr, and he probably feels like he's just being desperate. And, I mean, people can change things, I suppose, by filing papers, but I guess he tried that, and that didn't work.
Yeah.
And I know, like, doing violent things is supposed to not be good, but, I mean, he's getting, I mean, it's supposed to, and I shouldn't say it like that, but he's a desperate man who actually wanted something fixed and done.
Yeah.
And how do you do that when you feel so impotent?
And, you know, I think it's very, very relevant to point out that this guy did go through the system. And
he tried, anyway.
He did. He went through the system, and, you know, how do you try? And
well, he tried to make change through the system. He went through it. He didn't really get to make any change.
And now
the system is difficult.
Is dangling the idea of more change in front of him. Just come back and go through the system. Yes, we're going to put you in the gas chamber, but come back and try to make some changes in the system. You can get this done. Come on, Dorner. Come back home. And it's pathetic. I mean, if they want it, it just goes to show that the system, and I'm not just talking about the system in the United States, I'm talking about all around. Those in power have no interest in implementing your change. They don't want the change that you want.
No, not at all.
The status quo benefits them because it is the status quo. David?
Well, no, I just wanted to chime in. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. You can give us a call, too, at 855-450-3733.
Yeah, I think the guy definitely has a hero complex. I mean,
oh, sure.
Just on the, I mean, not now, but even before. He's Frank Castle. I mean, he went, he was in the military, did very well there. Then he becomes a cop, and, you know, I mean, clearly, and now he's in a very real sense, a vigilante.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he's definitely got a hero complex. Doesn't mean he's a hero, but he does have that.
Oh, I don't have the story, Mark.
Oh, I thought we were going to go to the story from...
Oh, are you talking about the butt plug thing?
Some New York.
Butt plugs?
Sorry, I guess...
Isn't that a story in itself in America?
Not my forte.
It never has been.
I thought we were going to talk about the IRS agent, but we can talk about butt plugs if you want. I guess we teased it now.
I just don't want you to say that anymore. Go ahead.
Tease the butt plug?
Read the story, Stephanie.
Okay, so this story is from the Raw story, but we've got a personal...
Butt plug about in the Raw story.
He's just doing this to get me now, folks.
Okay, yeah, it's from the Raw story, but we, Brian and I, at least, have some personal experience with it.
Whoa! I don't have any personal experience with it.
Excellent.
Because...
I'm just going to enjoy you reading a story about Buffalo.
Because we know the person who is quoted in this story.
Okay.
It's somebody who we know from the Liberty Movement,
right.
Just as a Facebook friend, not like that we're actually real close friends with him or anything. But anyway, at North Carolina State University, there is a group on campus who has used student fees to put on an event called Dirty Bingo. And what they're doing at this event is trying to do some sex education outreach. And it's like some kind of student group, an extracurricular student group. But they're receiving money, like a lot of students' groups do, from the student fees. So, like, somehow the student government gets the fee money and they can disperse it to different student organizations, okay? So they have some kind of a budget that comes from the student fees, and they've purchased items including 6 vibrators, 3 dildos, a booty booster, in quotes.
What is that?
I don't even know what that is.
Well, I'm going to look it up.
And an anal plug. And... yeah, so they're going to distribute these as prizes. Oh,
their student run.
It was an event called Dirty Bingo. So
okay.
It's a sex education event.
Okay.
And this is at North Carolina State University. So it's a college campus.
This is in New York, all right?
No, North Carolina.
All right.
So it's a college.
A booty booster appears to be underpants with like little, rubber things for you to make your butt look bigger.
That's very interesting. I would not have thought it was that. I would have thought it was like a rocket booster, that adds some extra power to your vibrator or something. Anyway, so there is a student group associated with, and it's actually the campus group for Young Americans for Liberty. Now, Young Americans for Liberty was an organization that was formed out of,
Now, help me out here. Y'all is putting on the sex education?
No, they are not putting on the sex ed event. Okay. They are protesting it because there's one student who's heading up the campus chapter of YAL.
Okay.
Jason Voluntariest on Facebook. Okay. I don't know who he really is, but the article, you know, seemed to think Voluntarius was his actual last name.
Okay, good.
They quoted him from Facebook.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was funny. So he's the head of YAL, and they're protesting this event because the student fees were used to purchase the sex toys.
Okay.
They have an issue with student fees being used for this purpose.
All right. Look, if my tax dollars or student fees or whatever are going to anything, I'd much rather it be sex toys than guns or bombs.
Yeah. I would contribute to an event like this voluntarily.
Fact, then I would finally agree with my taxes if they went to sex toys. But no, I'm kidding.
But then it wouldn't be taxes because you would pay for that stuff anyway.
Yeah, well, that's my point, is it'd be voluntary at that stage.
So basically that's the story. That's what's going on. They're at a state university. Mm-hmm. Their mandatory student fees are going, you know, some small portion of this is going
right, sure.
to pay for butt plugs. They're upset and they're protesting it. Now, there's an update to this story.
Sounds completely legitimate to me. I mean, you know, if you're going to a university and it's your student, it's your tuition that is going to, you know, pay for this stuff, as far as I'm concerned, you know, fine. You've got every, you know, it's your option to protest.
Well, wouldn't the proper protest be to leave the school?
Where are you going to go? At that point, you're invested. It's so much. It's difficult to transfer credits and that kind of thing. So, I mean, they have you sort of on a string there. But well,
and
no,
there are,
I don't
and
think
there are lots of people in North Carolina who are paying state taxes to pay for this university
that they can't
opt out.
Certainly another
right.
point. But no, I don't think so. I mean, I don't have, just because a business that I'm doing business with is doing something I don't like doesn't mean that I have to necessarily stop doing it.
I just disagree with the socially conservative like undercurrent here.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm feeling.
They're upset about the butt plugs and the sex toys. They're not upset about all the myriad other things that their student fees are being used for.
Like
who knows what those are.
Yeah, if they were complaining, okay, look, no, you can get $300 netbooks instead of $5,000 Mac Pros,
mm-hmm.
okay, then I'd be like, oh, well, they want as little money spent as possible, you know, in all these areas. But no, they're picking on something, you know, that's against social conservatism.
Mm-hmm.
855 453 Free Talk Live.
What do you think? Is it appropriate for a school organization to give away sex toys that are paid for by student fees?
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Fall in love.
with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunzelmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-453. Let me tell you about the AMP program. The AMP program is how you can join Free Talk Live's little Mouseketeer Club. You can have access to the Amplifier podcast, which is commercial-free. There's Amplifier call-in lines. When I see those little lights flashing, I'll sometimes answer them. And there's a forum specifically for amplifiers where they can go talk about stuff. But really the reason for the AMP program is because you believe in Free Talk Live, the ideas of liberty, and how we bring them to the world 7 days a week. You believe that Free Talk Live is the single best outreach method for the ideas of liberty.
Hear, hear.
And that your $5 a month can't go any farther when if donated to a liberty-oriented organization. That's the reason for the AMP program. And if you believe those things, please go to amp.freetalklive.com and join up. What we do with the money is we advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. It does not go for paychecks at all. It's only to spread the word. So it's amp.freetalklive.com. Tribism?
We were actually talking about sex toys. And a student group at North Carolina State University who's putting on an event called Dirty Bingo. Now, I have a problem with sex being called dirty. I don't think it's dirty at all, especially something like masturbation. I mean, that's
dirty. I don't mind when it's a little messy.
Sure.
I can get behind that.
Messy versus dirty.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm all for messy, too, but in this case,
you two get a room.
We have one.
We have
thank
one.
You.
But so there's a group, you know, Young Americans for Liberty is generally considered like a libertarian kind of group, mm-hmm. right? And so they're protesting the use of student fees to pay for this event and the prizes. However, you know, they're not protesting, it's like the seen and the unseen, they're not protesting other things their student
well,
fees might
fools,
be
they're not fools, so they're going to get, they're parlaying the, they're piggybacking on the press for this.
Yeah, I guess. There's a follow-up on this story, too, which is that...
But I want to hear about the outreach from that they're hoping to do. I want to hear about that, the bingo outreach.
It'll take me a moment to find that part. The purpose of this event, says the organizer, is to find an innovative and entertaining way to talk about sex and sex education, particularly on a college campus, which deviates from the norm and expected. The certified educators plan to use some of the purchased items, those that are appropriate, to demonstrate safe and healthy sex practices. The programmers of the event wanted to include some gag or non-educational prizes to add to the humorous and, quote, dirty-themed event.
So if, I'm just trying to think about this, trying to come at this from all angles, and if the college came up with a class that was...
Every which way, huh, Mark?
I don't even know where to go with that. The college came up with a class, safe sex practices, and for that class, they purchased some prosthetic devices and things that go buzz and whatever else they do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that the average person would have a big problem. I mean, I don't think it would get a lot of. Maybe they would have average person would have a problem with it, but it wouldn't get a lot of press.
It might among like. Right-wing, socially conservative people. Oh, did you know these liberal colleges are teaching sex education in class? Oh, my God. You know,
well,
I could envision that happening.
I can't imagine anybody doesn't think that that sex is getting talked about in college. I mean, it's a trope, right? Co-eds?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Right.
So
there are lots of people who would like to ignore that, though, but, you know.
I think it's fine that this Liberty organization is, you know, using an opportunity to, you know, jump on the press bandwagon and get a little press for themselves. I also think that there's a difficulty with it because it makes it. There's this idea of conflating conservatism with libertarianism,
right.
And there's a lot of crossover,
yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that that's a problem. So I'm on the horns of a dilemma on this one. I can even see state funds, university funds going towards these rubber devices in here. I don't think it's the right thing to do. I think that these people would have done a better job if they would have just gone out and bought some other. How much money did they really put into butt plugs and vibrating?
So they're claiming this is the organizers claiming it costs like a penny per student or something like that. But there is a follow up to this, which was that the group who's putting on the Dirty Bingo event agreed to
24,000 students would be like $2,400 in rubber devices. That's a lot.
Yeah, I think I said it was less than a penny because
I'm just
thinking about University of Florida as a big place.
Yeah, I've bought some sex toys in my day, and I mean, and you can buy the best high class glass whatever you want, and it's not going to run you anywhere near $1,000.
I wouldn't think so.
Even a Sibian's only like 800.
I don't know what that is.
Really?
But,
I thought they were thousands. I haven't looked into it.
Oh, my God. You people are pricing the dirty little machines.
Hey, Sibian's serious
Sibian
business.
A Sibian is a very high-end. It's like a thing that a woman can sit on. And
yes, tell us, Stephanie.
Supposedly, it is famous for allowing women who have not yet experienced orgasm to reach that climax.
It looks like a seat with a doorknob.
Yeah, I think I've seen pictures of this device.
Yeah.
Never having purchased a sexual toy in my life, I don't know a lot about these things. But I have gone in the stores and looked. I've touched those soft little fleshlight things.
Yeah.
And they sure are soft.
You had your hat on, your dark sunglasses, right?
No, I'm not scared.
Trench coat.
I figured if it takes you more than 20 minutes, you're doing it wrong.
What?
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
Anyway, I was trying to say...
I'm in awe. 20 minutes.
I was trying
minutes.
To say that the...
Is that even worth breaking a sweat over 20 minutes?
The group putting on the Dirty Bingo has agreed to not use the student funds. They're going to fund it privately because of the protest. So there's a win there, right?
I think it's a win for everybody, too.
Yep.
It's a win for the organization because they got a lot more press. Their little Dirty Bingo wouldn't have gotten as much press if they hadn't have been protested in this way. And the student organization, y'all, got some press. I think that the ones that came out worse in this is y'all because they look like they're more conflated with the
conservatives.
The conservatives. In this way.
Yeah, so. I agree. I was actually like not rooting for them when I read this story because I like sex.
Yes, well, you're
sex positive.
No doubt you're a pervert.
But right on, same here.
I'm pervert. Here on Free Talk Live.
Well, I think that it seems to me that the student organization that did the right thing, they switched over and they're not taking the
So this, you might say that this has a happy ending.
Oh God. So speaking of sex, and apparently in Oregon, an IRS agent used her position to pressure a man into sex. That's the story from CBS News.
Was it the missionary? Oh, sorry.
I'll read it to you. Right. Vincent Burns of Fall Creek, Oregon, says the harassing relationship began in August of 2011 when Dora Abramson, an agent of the Internal Revenue Service, called him and said she would be that he would be audited. Burroughs said he didn't know Abramson and that he hadn't met her before those calls, nor had he heard that she was being audited by the IRS. She was sending me texts that she wanted to come out, give me massages because she needed to help me relax, Burroughs said on the phone with
Weird.
An interview with Katie.
And she, at the same time, she was going after him for taxes?
Are you sure this isn't a script for a porn?
It certainly sounds that way.
I'm pretty sure I've seen this one.
I bet you have. Debbie does the books. She said she knew more about my mother than knew about me, according to this. Next thing I know, she's at my gate, honking. So I opened the gate. She came onto my property dressed exactly like when she texted me. She sent him pictures of her and, flirtatious messages with him.
This is not sexy. If I saw this story and I knew it was actually a relationship between someone who was in the IRS and just a guy, that's not... consent. That's not sexy to me.
No,
I should not get into that.
Like getting a 401 easy form and then some nude pictures underneath. I don't even know what kind of message that sends.
I don't know. I mean, the lady's got clearly some boundary issues, so there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
So the lawsuit states she said she could impose no penalty or a 40% penalty, and that if he would give her what she wanted, she'd give him what she needed. Now, this quote doesn't really make that much sense, but he does restate it later. I think that it was oftentimes CBS has the worst copy editing.
Oh, yeah, they're famous for that. You know, I've never heard a story like this where, I've heard teacher-student stories where the teacher is a female and it's like, quote, abusing a male student, mm-hmm. right?
Don't believe those in most cases. Like the male student is getting, forced into
has no idea what he's
she
doing.
Has all kinds of opportunities, so why would she go after that particular male?
Well, it's just not often you hear, I hear a lot of male cops, pull over a woman and force her to do some sexual thing to, get out of a ticket or something, but I've never heard of a female government agent, using her power in this way.
That's
apparently
the story.
It happens.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's an allegation at this point. Mm-hmm. It has not been meted out in a court of law. Not that you're going to get the truth out of one of those things. Anyway, it's been Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Go check out freetalklive.com. There you can participate with us for the next 21 hours until we're on live again.
And don't sleep with IRS agents.
855. Well, I'll give you the number. Freetalklive.com.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Quantum Vibe, it's here 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNLive.com.